time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have... Oh, I've got it right in front of me. Ed Lopez and Nicole Bishop. They are USU Eastern ambassadors. They've got a big USU Eastern open house coming up, and we want to talk a little bit about that, let people know what's going on there and how you can participate in it if you're an incoming freshman or anyone that's even interested in Utah State. Folks, thanks for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, Ed, we're going to pick on you first.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so let's talk a little bit, give people an idea of what this all is going to be and why you guys are doing it.
All right, so we have an open house for anyone who's interested in Utah State Eastern or just Utah State in general. We have an open house at USU Eastern in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center in the multipurpose room, which is located at 451 East and 400 North. So yeah, so like if you come, you can learn about admissions, scholarships. We also have activities if you're interested about student life that we have on campus. Come talk to us. You also get Aggie ice cream. So best ice cream in the state, I recommend.
I was going to say that's the whole reason to go.
Literally just for the ice cream.
I mean, find a kid that looks like they're ready to go to college and go in just for the free ice cream.
Right. Aggie Bloomin', I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
Even good if they're stuff. Not ready for college, Aggie Bloomin' right there.
There you have it. All right. So, Nicole, let's talk a little bit to you, and you can kind of give us a rundown of what kind of people need to bring and the ins and outs of this, and really, why Utah State? How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. So the most important thing when you come is we want you to apply to Utah State beforehand. So the whole purpose with that is just to make sure that when you come, so we can award you that academic scholarship, is we have your records on file and we actually have a place for you to put them. So honestly, Utah State is one of the best schools in the entire state and probably in the entire country because it really does care about its students. All the money that you put in for your college, it's not just to get an education and kick you out, but it's to make sure that you have endless opportunities, not only in academics, but also in your professional career.
Okay, now who is this available to?
It's available for all incoming freshmen or all high school seniors, and then also for anybody in the community or just wants to attend college or go back to college.
Okay, and it's going on once again Tuesday, November 19th. From 5 to 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun there at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. And you said they're going to be handing out scholarships on the spot.
Yep, exactly. So you just come and you'll stand in line and we'll get you to meet with one of our recruiters. And they'll actually be able to pull up your scholarship and your account right then and there and see what you got GPA-wise and you're on your ACT. And then they'll be able to apply that right to your account. So within 5 minutes of being there, you'll have a scholarship already.
Okay. So, and the other thing that you said is just because you go and get all the information and things like that doesn't mean you're committing to Utah State.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a big opportunity because obviously school is expensive and college is expensive and you have to go where you can financially afford. So coming, it helps you to understand your financial stance, I guess you can say, before you even start going to school.
And plus, you know, if you're handing out scholarships, that's free money.
Oh, exactly. I'm all about the free money, free everything.
That's what you should be as a college student. It's all about the free money, right?
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream, yeah. Free everything. There you go, just like you said. Now, Nicole, they said one, you're going to have some activities there too.
Yeah.
What else are you going to have there for?
So not only do we want to give out scholarships, but obviously we're proud of Utah State and we're proud of our community and proud of our school. So we're going to hand out a bunch of swag. So we're going to have opportunities to get like pop sockets, fanny packs, just fun swag and stuff like that. Also for students to take home to commemorate their time at Utah State and to realize how much it cares about its students.
Okay, so once again, you've got to take those ACT, SAT scores with you, your transcripts, and you might walk out of there with a scholarship. You never know.
Exactly, yep.
All right, Ed, let's switch back over to you, and let's give the kind of the particulars of it again one last time, and just let people know. Let's give your push now. Nicole gave her push. Let's give your push. Why should people go to Utah State University?
I think Utah State is probably one of the best universities in the state, not just being biased. Just like the flexibility that you have, like whether you're in Logan or you're in Eastern and you need to take like a test at one of the other testing centers, you can. Like if you're visiting your family down in Salt Lake, just go to the testing center. You can take your test there. It's awesome. I think they really help you out and they're really flexible.
Okay. And then one last time, let's give them the rundown of the open house, when it is, where it is, and what they all need to bring with them.
All right. So it's November 19th on 2019, obviously, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at USU Eastern Campus at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, which is located at 451 East and 400 North. It's in the multipurpose room, by the way.
Okay. So. And what do they need to bring with them?
Their transcripts and ACT or SAT scores.
And just come and have some ice cream.
Yep.
Maybe walk out with some free money. You never know.
Oh, for sure.
Anything can happen. Guys, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. And thanks for coming down and talking about this and getting the word out and letting people know what's going on up there.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM, 750 AM.